Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.
At 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, Kent Nyjord in the garden, brought to you by Nyjord's Greenhouse and Florist. And I was just telling you off the air, radar on our website last night around 10 o'clock showed like this little spot of green and a little bit of yellow in it, and said rain was coming.
Mm-hmm.
It optical illusion must be.
Yep.
So I think now, again, we go so many stretches of, oh, it's so wet, it's so soggy, we can't get anything done, too. Please, please rain.
Yep.
Please rain. So now it doesn't look like anything maybe until Sunday. So haven't had to worry about mosquitoes, though, so far.
No, it's been dry, and that keeps the mosquitoes away. They need moisture. They look for those wet spots in your in and around to lay their eggs and hatch and get more mosquitoes. And I thought I'd talk a little bit today about plants that you can use to help repel mosquitoes. And a lot of people look for is called citronella. It's a scented geranium plant. I think I'll talk about that towards the end. One that some people may not realize is marigolds. Marigolds have in them a compound called pyrethrum, and it is very toxic to many insects. We use it as a fairly safe spray to control insects. It's not going to shoo them away long distances, but if you were to have a planting of marigolds, say, around your patio deck, you would notice that it is less mosquito-populated than other places.
So, marigolds, how do they hold up during the summer?
Marigolds are a really tough plant. They do really well throughout the summer. Just like any other plant, it's a matter of getting them established. A lot of people don't realize that when you buy plants, they're in little containers that we use a 4-cell container, and that cell's about 1.5 by 2 inches by 1.5 inches. When you plant that plant, those roots are still in that area. So you need to, especially this kind of weather, you want to water those plants probably every day for 3 or 4 days. And then you can start backing out as that plant shoots its roots out into the surrounding soil. Otherwise, it's just like the plant being in the flat that you bought it in, and it'll dry out in a daily basis. So marigolds are one. Eucalyptus oil is another one. We don't grow a lot of eucalyptus because it's not a hardy plant. Mints and peppermints are another one that tend to have some effect in deterring mosquitoes.
Well, and a mint would also give you a nice odor, I guess.
Yeah, if you had mint plants planted, you just take, grab a few leaves and crush it and rub that oil on your arms. It has a topical effect then for about 45 minutes to an hour. So it's going to help you along that time. Lavender is another one that works well, and quite a few people raise lavender. Lemon thyme is one that works really well as well. And again, it's something that you can take the leaves, crush it, and rub it on like you would applying a mosquito deterrent, like Off, or I guess Off is the one that comes to mind. Off contains a chemical called DEET, and DEET is very effective in repelling mosquitoes. It is a lot of people like to stay away from it because of the some possible side effects of long-term use of DEET.
So this would be a more natural
right. These way. Are natural ways of getting rid of mosquitoes. The other way is to put on your long pants, long sleeves, hooded jacket, and everything else, so there's no place for the mosquitoes to get to.
And they'll find a spot.
Yeah, they'll find it.
They'll find it, because you'll hear it buzzing next to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
At least you'll think it's next to your ear.
Yeah.
But it's probably somewhere else.
Yeah,
somewhere. But it just sounds like it's there. Yeah. So.
So I wanted to talk about citronella, the plant that people, we've sold a lot of them this spring. Citronella was a plant that was thought to be a mosquito-deterring plant. A lot of people swear by it. It's Pelargonium citrinum van Leeni, and it gets that last name because of a Dirk van Leeni who was moved to the United States from Holland in 1984, and he started a horticultural DNA products firm, and their goal was to market this particular plant. Within the first year, the company sold about 25,000 plants to, and it was sold because he promised that it would be a sweet-smelling mosquito deterrent.
Okay.
And for $5, he sold that particular plant, and it was a great advertising promotion that he had. The research done in 1996 in Guelph, Canada, showed that there is really no significant difference between citronella treated and non-citronella treated subjects. So you can continue to buy it and use it. The research shows that it's all in your head.
Because you can buy, you know, citronella candles, and there's all kinds of things with citronella. Yeah,
well, the citronella oil is a deterrent,
okay.
But the scented geranium called, that people refer to as citronella, doesn't have citronella oil in it. It's, as I said, it's a good marketing ploy.
So then he went on to sell Chia Pets after that, then, probably.
Probably, and whatever else. You know, Chia Pets at least have some visual effect to work with.
All right. Any questions for Kent, whether it's about mosquito plants or anything else, 279-1590, the number to call, 279-1590 for Kent Neitzert in the garden.
Hi, this is Kent Neitzert from Neitzert's Greenhouse and Florist. It's spring planting time, and we at Neitzert are more than ready to provide you with your gardening needs. More than just the plants to put in the ground, we can give you the what, where, when, and how of gardening so that you can be successful this growing season. You can buy plants most anywhere, but you need to start with top quality plants, and more importantly, the information you need to know to be a successful gardener. Stop out today a mile and a half south of US 12 on Fisk Road and get going at great growing with Neitzert.
Kent Neitzert in the garden with us this morning at about a minute before 8 o'clock. My wife says, actually, I was asleep. There was a quick windstorm and a short burst of rain last night. So, I didn't notice it this morning, so it quickly had dried out, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and then with respect to mosquitoes, we have a lot of chemicals that are used. You have mosquito control companies that will come around and spray. One of the, if you remember it from my childhood, DDT was used forever for controlling mosquitoes, and it was outlawed maybe in the 80s or somewhere back in that time.
Yeah, because they used to spray the sides of the roads and everything else with those. Yeah,
everything. And they used to fly over and put aerial applications of it. Well, in 2006, the World Health Organization rethought its thought process on DDT and have backed it for use in African countries, especially where malaria is really bad, because the positive effects of controlling malaria by getting rid of mosquitoes outweighs the negative effects that DDT has. So the problem with DDT is the same problem we have with many, many chemicals, is that it's not the use of the chemical, it's the misuse of the chemical. If the container says put a tablespoon in a gallon, and we want to get rid of stuff, so we put 3 tablespoons in a gallon, and we overuse the chemical, or we use it where it's not supposed to be. If we apply the chemicals the way the research was done, usually we have pretty good results. Malathion is another one, and there are some permethrins which are somewhat similar to the pyrethrums, but are good chemicals for controlling mosquitoes.
All right. As we said, dry now. Mosquitoes really haven't been a problem recently.
No, I haven't.
But it's going to get wet later this summer, probably.
If it doesn't, it's going to be awful. It's going to be awful dry if it doesn't. Yeah, I don't know. I have not had, that I recall, a mosquito bite all summer yet. So.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're still in spring. We're not officially summer yet. So
yeah, well,
I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but just planning ahead, though.
Just slightly after winter.
There you go.
As Measles said,
4th of July fireworks. Maybe. Yeah. So during the week, catch him in the greenhouse, 1.5 miles south of US 12 on Fisk Road. Thursday mornings, catch him right here, Kent Neitzert, in the garden.
Out in my garden, it's a lovely place to go. Out in my garden, watching nature grow. My garden is the place I go to let my troubles go. So let's go in the garden and see what we should know.